Now to a revealing new look this morning at the man who revolutionized the way we use computers and phones. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, of course, we're talking about. Often portrayed as a headstrong, impulsive maverick. But a new biography called Becoming Steve Jobs tells of a much warmer, a much more complex and giving man. And ABC's Deborah Roberts has the story this morning.
To many, Steve Jobs was a modern-day Thomas Edison.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
Who could swing from brilliant to brash. But a new book says that was only half the story.
What did you know about Steve Jobs that might surprise people most?
Well, what surprised me about him always was how funny he was and pleasant.
I was really surprised about the intensity of his close relationships.
So close that when he needed a liver transplant in 2009, current Apple CEO Tim Cook offered his, but Jobs adamantly declined. As for his reputation as a temperamental lone wolf, the authors say, in fact, Jobs was a fierce believer in the power of teamwork.
You talk in the book about how he used the Beatles as sort of an idea of how to run a company. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's that idea of brilliant people working together, making up for one another's weaknesses, and emphasizing their strengths.
They say it was his team who got Jobs to focus on digital music instead of video.
This amazing little device holds 1,000 songs.
And let outside developers in, creating iPhone software, giving birth to the App Store.
He could be brash and he could be insufferable. But he learned a lot after getting exiled from Apple. When he came back, he was a very different person. The young Steve Jobs could never have engineered the brilliant comeback that Apple experienced over the last 15 years.
Brent Schindler spent 25 years covering Jobs. This audio tape from a 1998 interview, unusually personal.
There's people that don't want to have to take out their jobs. It's harder now, much harder because I look at everybody and I think of them as 5 years old.
That perfectionist drive driven by his affinity for Buddhism.
If you're only going to live here once, you need to make the most of every moment, and you need to try to pick the thing where you can give the most back. He may have seemed like a jerk sometimes, but what was driving it was this idealism.
And we'll see y'all soon.
Without Jobs, Apple is as strong as ever, but his loss is felt every day.
His presence is still palpable around Apple. There may not be a Steve, but the spirit of Steve is still there.
For Good Morning America, Deborah Roberts, ABC News, New York.